This morning we want to talk about the righteousness of God. As we look in the book of 1 John chapter 3 and verse 7, we read here that we are to strive to practice righteousness just as He is righteous, that is God. Another verse that is found in the chapter just before that, in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 29, says that He is righteous, and you know that everyone who practices righteousness is born of God. And so when we think about righteousness and we think about the righteousness of God, we are well aware of the fact that when we practice righteousness, we are striving to be like God, and we are striving to be those who really show forth in righteousness who God is in our lives. With that in mind, we go to our main text of consideration there in Matthew chapter 5, the Great Sermon on the Mount, and there in verse 20. In this context, we find that there are several situations that are taking place with Pharisees and Sadducees, no doubt, many other Jews who have come now to hear this great sermon from the Christ, that is Jesus. And as we read here, it's interesting what he states. He states in verse 20, "For I say to you that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven." You see, he challenges those listeners, those individuals that have been mentioned earlier in the text as coming to hear the Word of God. He challenges them to understand that there is something that must be done to be seen as righteous, and that there even are those that claim to be righteous who really are not righteous because they are not living and practicing the things of God. For example, we might notice in chapter 6, a few ideas that are mentioned about those who do good, but they do good for the wrong reasons and with the wrong motivation. We also read there in verse 5 about those who pray. Some were praying for the wrong reasons and with the wrong motivation. And even the idea, as is mentioned as well in that chapter, about fasting. Some were fasting, but again we find for the wrong reason. Now as you consider all of those things, we again find the same fact. There are those who claim to be righteous, who at times will say they are righteous, but really their actions and their words show otherwise. And so what Jesus was addressing here was the fact that he had given a law. Certainly the law of Moses had been given and followed by many, but now he was giving a new law, introducing a better way, a better law. And with that in mind then, in verse 20, he again states, "Your righteousness must exceed righteousness that really is not true righteousness. We need a superior righteousness, a righteousness that is proven, again, in act and in word, so that when people see and hear what we do, they know we are righteous, not because we say so, not because we somehow go out and act as if only we are righteous, but they know we are righteous, for we are sincere, we are people who are dedicated and committed truly to doing those things of God. So, are you righteous as God has commanded? If you want to receive, as he mentions here, the kingdom of heaven, we must strive to be those with a superior righteousness, a righteousness that is only focused on and obedient to the pattern which God has given us in his word, the Bible."